Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Deeney back on the show. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years. He's the president of MPN Inc. He's the top tab boards franchisee in the galaxy. The author of a number of books, including his new book, which is the one that I'm the most jealous of, Hunting in a Farmer's World. I'm still mad at him because I didn't write that book, but he did, and he did it well, folks. And as you know, I recommend it to you. John Deeney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back again.
Good to have you back. Hey, John, folks, besides the fact that John is a really smart guy and he's one of the best management minds in our Brain Trust, we have the benefit also of his experience with the CEOs that he works with in his roundtables and his practice with tab boards, and so we benefit from a lot of the good, the bad, and the ugly that he sees with those guys. John, thank you again for all that. Let's talk about doing the things in your business that you really love, making your business something that when you come to work, you're really excited about coming to work, not just about being an owner, but about doing the work you do.
Yeah, Jim, you know as well as I do, and it happens to both of us. We're both business owners, and we talk offline about the challenges of running a business.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us get into a business because it's something we love, whether we're technicians and we love doing the thing that generates the revenue, or whether
right.
we just love putting people and resources together and making things happen and satisfying customers. Small business owners are passionate about what they do. And we tend to get bogged down over time because we have to do the reports and we have to do the financials and we
mm-hmm.
have to do performance reviews and we have to do all those management tasks
mm-hmm.
that are required to run a decent business.
I call it the diaper changing jobs.
Right, the diaper changing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people who are reading my book, I'm getting quite a bit of feedback from people that say, all our management meetings now, we talk about hunters and farmers,
mm-hmm.
hunters and farmers. You know, is that
yeah.
a hunting task or a farming task? And it really is a great way to break down the things you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a hunter, you know, frequently people get fatigued about business. You talk to the owners. I certainly talk to many owners that go, gosh, you know, it's running this business is becoming such a drag. It's not nearly as much fun as when I was just out doing it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's because they watch the time that they spend on their passion erode away.
Right.
And it used to be 75 or 80% of what they did, and one day they wake up and they realize they're doing the fun stuff 20% of the time,
but they hit it in their head. They get it in their head that this is what is required of them, instead of realizing that they're allowing that erosion to happen. Right?
Sure. And there's a whole list of business axioms. You know, the employees, you know, watch what you watch, manage what you measure, you know, run it by the numbers, know your metrics, what are your KPIs, and those are all useful things in running a business, but they're not necessarily the things the owner should be concentrating on generating. He or she just needs to look at them, not create them. And management books, and this is why my book is different as far as taking an owner's perspective versus a manager's perspective. Management books are just that. They're about managing, and they're usually written about large organizations.
That's
where
right.
somebody's job is to manage, not
mm-hmm.
to create, not to decide where the company is
and
going.
And there are many levels below the CEO.
Yes, and, you know, I tell people frequently. I coach people that have two employees, and I coach people that have 2,000. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't put them in peer groups together because the small business owner that has two employees says, how do you get that done? Or how can I possibly make that happen? And the one that has 2,000 says, well, you tell the guy to tell the guy to tell the guy that's responsible for that to go do it.
Right.
You know, we don't have that luxury when you're running a small business.
Right. Well, when you're a small business owner, you have to be like the god Janus, you know, that has two sides, right? And,
sure.
And on the same being, you got the manager on one side, and you got the CEO on the other side. You have to be able to do both of those. And we're going to get John to help us some more with this. You know, this is a topic I love, folks. You know how much how important I think it is for you to not only be a good manager, but to be able to step out of that role long enough to be the CEO of your company. And that's what John's talking about. Hunting in a Farmer's World. John Deeney and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.